It was a few days later as Mother's Milk found himself in the town square of Cranbrook, Massachusetts, well after dark.
He was standing on the sidewalk, looking at one of the buildings that lined the square as a town police car passed between him and the building and then slowed to a stop. A Cranbrook police officer stared at the large black man wearing sunglasses well after sunset and his brow furrowed.
Oh, Lord, not again.
The officer stepped from his cruiser and started walking toward Mother's Milk.
Good evening. You mind telling me what your business is here?
Mother's Milk continued staring at the shop before him.
We've had some excitement these last couple of days, and we're not looking to have any more. So you want to tell me? Because I don't feel like...
Mother's Milk reached inside his black overcoat, prompting the officer to reach for his sidearm and fumble with the lock release. He looked down to it and quickly glanced up to see Mother's Milk holding out an open ID wallet, his eyes never leaving the building before him. The officer looked at the ID and then to Mother's Milk and gave the slightest nod. The officer relocked his sidearm and instinctively rubbed his forehead.
I apologize, sir. I've been a little on edge.
Sure. This is where she was standing, right?
Yeah, right there. I guess you heard all about it.
Read the report.
Mother's Milk looked to the officer.
You Davenport?
Yes, that's me, sir. Saw the whole thing from start to finish. Sir, I hate like hell to ask, but you mind if I see your identification again and call in the badge number? We had a kind of incident here after the thing happened, and...
I heard.
Mother's Milk extended the ID wallet to Davenport, who took it.
Yeah, well, I'm the damn fool it happened to. I appreciate it, sir. I'll be right back.
Take your time.
Davenport only got a few steps away when Mother's Milk looked back to the building and called out to the town sheriff.
So she was standing here, facing the way I'm facing. And all she said was, "Where's Uncle Paul?"
Davenport looked to the spot on the sidewalk.
That's it exactly, sir. Just staring into space.
Davenport continued on to his cruiser. Mother's Milk stared at the shop before him as a night wind blew about his overcoat and a few leaves tumbled across the square and down the sidewalk.
Huh.